Then decided to go play college football after that. So, but that was my fastest time though.
You know, I do a summer travel team as well, and I have high school age ball players, and I got one kid. You just his hero, my outfielder, Will Thomas. See, I'm gonna throw a shout out for you in front of your boy Will. But I mean, what does it feel like to have high school players, college players, just emulate you?
I mean, that's good, man. It's a blessing because I was the same way, you know, coming up through the league, and not even the league, but just you know, being young, being in high school. I looked up to King Griffey Jr. I looked up to Andrew Jones, Kenny Lofton. You know, there's so many people I looked up to, man. And Torrey Hunter was another one.
That's my guy, Torrey Hunter. Yeah, Hunter, man. Yeah. Big boys.
Yeah. Them were the guys that I wanted to be like, you know. They were center fielders playing out there in the outfield, and I watched them go run across the field making these big catches, diving, and can hit. You know, that's what I wanted to be like. And it is a blessing to have people who look up to me as well, and it's just good to know.
You know, one of my first scouting jobs with the Pirates, so you know, y'all got a place in my heart. I'm gonna ask this last question. I know you gotta get ready for the game. When you think back, when you got that call up to the big leagues and walked in the locker room for the first time and saw your uniform, what was that experience like?
I mean, it was definitely a dream come true. You know, all the hard work. You're paying off, you're getting there. They always say it's hard to get there, but it's even harder to stay there. And, you know, I went with that motto, and I knew when I got there it wasn't over. I knew that, okay, now I can relax. I knew I had to keep working hard because there's always going to be somebody under you trying to get your spot. And, you know, but it was definitely a great experience being able to wake up, be able to be there, and to know that if things go well and the way I want them to go, I can make a good career for myself.
Coach with the man clutch. All right, appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Chapter 5, MLB Breaking the Color Barrier. Moses Fleetwood Walker, the first to break baseball's color line. Before Jackie Robinson took the field for the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1947, another black athlete had already broken baseball's color barrier over six decades earlier. Moses Fleetwood Walker made history in 1883 as the first black player in Major League Baseball, playing for the Toledo Blue Stockings of the American Association. His presence on the field challenged the racial prejudices of 19th century America and paved the way for future generations of black players. That's www.feoa.info. The book is ready. Make sure to purchase your copy today. It is now available on Amazon, and our website makes sure to get it today. That's www.feoa.info.